This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena. Ron Sanchez. Oh, serving Helena Valley. Let me finish that. Ron Sanchez taking over from Tim Tate on this sunny Christmas day. And we're not in Australia, so I don't know. Well, I hope you had a great Christmas and continue on now. I imagine everybody sort of sitting around in their pajamas, looking at all the presents and eating and drinking. Good for you. Or out skiing or doing something productive. I'm up here, and I haven't landed a holiday show for quite a while, so I was more than happy to come up and spin some music for 3 hours here to try to soothe your day. That's all I can do. I got music. That's all. I can tell you, KGLT is supported by the Western Cafe, established before most folks around here were even born. Open with limited indoor seating, takeout and curbside service, also available by phone, 587-0436. They're located at 443 East Main in Bozeman. Updates and information on Facebook. And Alara Jewelry, locally grown, nationally known jeweler, offering innovative and eco-conscious fine jewelry. Open daily for walk-ins with masks required. Private and virtual appointments are also available. Details and online schedule at alarajewelry.com. A quick look at the weather. It says it's partly sunny today. It's mostly all sunny today. They're calling for a high of 38, and it's at least that. There's some water on the streets, but there's a lot of ice out stuff, so careful. Tread lightly. Your yak tracks on. That's the only way to travel this time of year. Tonight, consider considerably cloudiness. I don't know. Low 22 tonight. They're calling for a little snow tomorrow morning, early. It'll be looking at a high of 40 tomorrow, a low of 23 overnight, Saturday night. That should take care of you for now. All the information you need. All the news that's hot. Well, there's all kinds of news, but I'm sure you either are sucking it up yourself or just ignoring it, which is sometimes the best thing to do, especially on a day like today. Yes. There we go. Start right here, and this is actually a historically appropriate way to start the show.
Magic vision stirring, kindled by and burning, flames rise in her
poem out of the bag. Finish up with Pink Floyd there from the soundtrack to Love Valley. Album's called Obscured by Clouds. You heard Burning Bridges. And I never realized how dramatic that remaster of that is. It's not real, real loud, but it's really jumped out there. Though no surprise after that Cream record, because not exactly the most high fidelity records. Those Cream albums, but a great one. You heard Passing the Time from their third studio album, Wheels of Fire, and it's a shame they faltered after that. We only got three more studio songs. They're on to something. Jack Bruce had a great stash of songs that Cream could have done. One of those what if. You can only imagine. Get the Jack Bruce solo albums and you can piece it together. Start off with the Beatles from Magical Mystery Tour, the title song, and I misspoke. Actually, Magical Mystery Tour debuted on BBC on Boxing Day in 1967. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that's it. And a good one, too. It totally baffled the audience, and I think it got one play in America and disappeared. But now, in retrospect, it's a pretty interesting bit of home movie making. Plus, it has the Bonzo Dog Band in it, and that's worth the price of admission right there. And in between, The Who from an album I always consider a Christmas record, Who Saw It? It came out in the late in 67. You heard Real, which does mention Christmas Day. Thank you, Pete, giving me something to work with. 22 after the hour. I'm going to keep it real low-key today, so just bear with me. I need to tell you a couple things. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Explorer Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at ExploreBigSky.com. Downloads not available from the App Store. And Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tapes, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook. They're located 29 West Main in Bozeman. And I'll just hit you with this last one. Might as well. The Dalians of Landit, the daily coffee and eatery located in Bozeman's Cannery District, open with limited seating available. Mobile orders by using the Joe app information and menu online at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay, now I can just press on. And I will. I got this record a few weeks ago at the, was it the Black Friday, record store day? I believe so. And it's an interesting backstory. Fred Neil was in the studio to record his debut album and got upset and stormed out. So he relocated with his guitar player at an apartment at 38 McDougal in New York City. And they played through some of the songs that were going to be on the album. And the guitar player happened to have a professional recording tape deck and recorded this. And it's a nice bit, a little bit of history, not the highest fi recording, but a rare insight into the workings of a very complex singer-songwriter.
You got a cold, I hear.
Oh, boy. show me the way to go. Blind man standing by the road and crying.
If you're smiling at me, I will understand. understand, 'cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same
south on my shoulder. I guess I'll set a course and go.
This here road that leads into Cairo.
The sounds of Joey Driscoll, Brian Argur, and the Trinity covering David Ackles' Road to Cairo. That was a single. It actually came out in the States as a single, too. Didn't seem to crack the charts anywhere, but lovely, lovely. You know, I used to read an English magazine called Zigzag. It's a fanzine, really well written. And they turned me on to a lot of American music, and David Ackles was also one of those people. So I start picking up his records, along with a lot of other stuff that I knew I would get to someday. Some of those I carried around for a long time before they're added to my playlist, my In My Brain playlist. But now I can share them with you. Though I was a big Julie Driscoll fan right from the start. Start off with Fred Neil from 38 McDougal doing Blind Man Standing on the Side of the Road Crying and Crying. That's really nice. A little fuzzy, fritzy in there, but really nice. Like I said, it's like sitting in the living room with Fred Neil working it out. Tom Rush, he was here last summer, a year ago last summer. And he didn't play that song. He didn't play his two most famous songs. And he was coy about it, too. But that's a good one, No Regrets, from his Circle Game album. And I later recently found out that the Walker Brothers covered that in one of the reunion eras and do a really fab job of it, too. I think I played that in the show. What else was in there? Crosby, Stills, and Nash from their debut album, which is mostly Steve Stills with Dallas Taylor on drums doing the music. And a good one. That's a classic. And I checked the credits on that. And it's credited to Crosby and Stills. But I bet if you look on the Jefferson Airplane album, they recorded that song too. I bet Paul Kantner's name is on that as well. One of those mysteries. Finish up with Joey Driscoll. I noticed my copy of that Crosby, Stills, and Nash is a really early original pressing. And it's still got the insert in it with the lyrics and credits and stuff. And I just happened to spend, since I was last here, I spent 2 weeks digging through my poster collection, which has been mostly in storage around the house. But I was looking for a couple things, and I found them, though a couple things I was sure I had. I don't know where they've gone now. But it was a little trip through time. I have stuff dating back to 1966. The concerts I saw and concerts that happened around me, and I shared them with people in the know and got some nice feedback. And it was just a real nice trip through my memories. Most of the stuff I kept were things that were directly related to me or things I saw. Records. I have a lot of record store promo posters from the 70s when I worked in record stores. I cut off after that because I just couldn't keep collecting memorabilia like that. But I do have some nice things, and it was a real flashback to see. I surprised myself with some of the things there in the bundles. Yeah, it's what you do when you got nothing else to do. You go look at your past. And I don't live in the past. You know, some people, that's all they talk about, what they did 40 years ago. I'm here right now. And I got more music for you. Let's see if I can fit this set into this last bit of time. I'll make it work.
It's a Banzai remix, page 444.
McCartney here. I'd just like to wish you everything you wish yourselves for Christmas.
This is John Lennon saying on behalf of the Beatles, have a very happy Christmas and a good new year.
George Harrison speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing a very merry Christmas, listeners everywhere.
This is Ringo Starr, and I'd just like to say Merry Christmas and a really happy new year to all listeners.
Christmas time is o'er, and your bonny clive is through, Happy bristling to you, people. All the best from me to you. When the beastie brangle mutton to the heather and little hen, I'll be strutting out my tether to your arms once back again. Uck away.
the snow, trying to keep warm. Does anyone know where they belong? Green eyes, gold eyes, shadows moving slow. Gray cat, black cat, does anybody know? Christmas mice, purring and baking bread. Gee, this feels nice. Gray whiskers come out to play. I like it here on Christmas Day. Two cold cats looking for the sun. White whiskers, bites and stars. Frostbit ears. An empty tongue, licking wounds, playing chicken with cars. Hey there, outdoor care, creep for you, cause they're feeling good. My people take good care of the cats in my neighborhood. Stop.
Yeah.